brought to you by the Rehoboth Church of God in Christ. Prepare yourself for a powerful word from the Lord.
Says, Lord, I lift your name on high. Came from heaven to earth to show the way.
Yes,
and from the earth to the cross.
Yes, he did.
My daddy paid. And from the cross to the grave, and from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high.
I'm so glad you're in.
Hallelujah.
Be glorified.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
All I want.
Yes, oh God.
Yes, Jesus.
Yes, God.
Somebody out here, I said, just say, all I want all is for I you want. To be glorified.
It's for you to be glorified.
Hallelujah. 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 All I want is for you. Right there, that's what I want to take you for. You to be glorified.
Yes, God.
You to be lifted high.
Yes, God.
All I want is for you.
You to be glorified. You to be lifted high. All I want. For you to be glorified, for you.
my life.
Thank you.
you want something from God, right now is the time to get out. You got to do it. Reach out.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
He lives in the midst of the praise. All you got to say.
Rain on me. Hallelujah, God.
Say, rain on me. Rain on me. What the rain on me?
Because there's none like you. No, God, take control of this vessel of clay. Speak a word, God, a word of healing,
a word of deliverance,
a word that will lift up the hung down head and mend the broken heart, that your word might be glorified, that your people might be edified, that your praises may go forth each and every day. Lord, we'll praise you and thank you. Come on, give God some praise in this place. Come on, give the Lord some praise in this place. How many feel like going on? Amen. I feel like going on. Amen. Turn, if you will, in your Bible to the book of Luke, the 8th chapter. I honor my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I thank God for saving me. Thank God for giving me the victory, for healing and deliverance. Amen. Amen. I honor each and every one of you. Amen. Our superintendent. Amen. Mark Jones. And amen. All the elders. Elder Clyde Scarborough. Elder Timothy Tate. Amen. And for amen. All the mothers. Amen. Mother Whitehead. Mother McCullum. And Mother Cardwell, happy birthday. Amen. Praise Jesus. Amen. I thank God for Mother Coleman. And amen. And for Assistant State Supervisor of Women. Amen. Missionary Jones. Amen. How many feel like going on? Though trials come on every hand, I feel like going on. Amen. I thank God, amen, for my wife, amen. Thank God for First Lady Jones, missionary Sandra Jones, amen. I feel like going on. Though trials come on every hand, I feel like going on. Hallelujah. While you're standing, allow me. The book of St. Luke, the 8th chapter, the 22nd through the 25th verse. The Bible declares, "Now it came to pass on a certain day that he went into a ship with his disciples, and he said unto them, Let us go over unto the other side of the lake. And they launched forth, but as they sailed, he fell asleep. And there came down a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filled with water, and they were in jeopardy. And they came to him and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we perish. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm. And he said unto them, Where is your faith? And they, being afraid, wondered, saying one to another, What manner of man is this? For he commandeth even the winds and the water, and they obey. You may be seated. Tell your neighbor, let us go to the other side. Let us go to the other side. David said, I was glad when they said unto me, Let us go into the house of the Lord. David, you know, he was going anyway. But if he could get somebody to go with him, it made him glad. So now, in that 22nd verse, it said, Now it came to pass on a certain day, kind of like this day, that he went into a ship with his disciples, and he said unto them, Let us go unto the other side of the lake. And they launched forth. If you understand something, that our destiny is sure, don't miss that. Your destiny is sure. Our orders are established. But what we have to go through to reach our destination is not known. Don't give up. We're going over to the other side. You got to catch this, because you going whether you want to or not. Amen. Sometimes here in the natural, we're made to do things that we don't want to do. Give you a for instance. I was in the United States Air Force. Now, my intentions for joining was just to get a little educational assistance. Amen, somebody. That was my intentions. Amen, a little finances for school. But while I was in trying to get educational assistance for school, a war broke out. Now, they didn't hold my hand up and make me say, Timothy Jones, swear to do this, that, and the other thing for my country. I did it on my own. So when the war broke out and they said, Sergeant Jones, your number's been pulled. I said, yes, sir. Packed my bags, got on the plane, and went where they was fighting, right? Some folks said, not me. I signed up for the money. They handcuffed them and put them on the same plane, y'all ain't gonna walk with me, that I was on. The only difference was I was there to fight. They served time there. Now, why'd you say that, Pastor Jones? Because we all going to the other side. Amen, amen, amen. If you live, one day you gonna die. And how you get there is determined by how you act here. Amen. That shouldn't be revelation to nobody. Everybody should understand that. So, but in that phrase, in this phrase is the promise of divine presence. Jesus said, let us. He didn't say you go. He said, let us go. In other words, Jesus promised to go with him. Are you with me? Let us go. Jesus has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. But I'm going to go with you all the way, even to the ends of the world. So number two, they launched forth eagerness, willing, zeal. They didn't take no thought. Let's go, Jesus. You coming with us? Some folks, while on this journey, they get Jesus and they get excited about the journey and they launch out Well, let me give you some good advice. In launching, don't you know the deeper the water, the dangerous it gets? Y'all know that? But you know, on the way to deep water, you can be in some peaceful water. You can be in a time in your life where everything's going your way, investments going your way, things are going your way, and everything's happening, and just seem like everything you touch turned to gold. You feel like Midas. But trust me, the day will come when Midas take a break. They started out with Jesus. The word was in their boat. The fellowship was sweet. Everything was going right. But as they sailed, as they was going and it was all calm, the word said, Jesus fell asleep. Saints, y'all know that happened to us? We can be out here doing what we supposed to do, loving God, serving God, but we'll get, you know, things will be going so well, he'll fall asleep in our life. Not that he'll fall asleep, but you'll put him to sleep. Amen. You'll forget that if it had not been for the Lord on your side, you'll forget that if he wasn't walking with you, some of this stuff you didn't go through. See, when I was a little kid, they used to testify, had testimony service. We had to stop it because folks didn't know how to act. They was giving the devil more credit than Jesus. So we had to stop it. But they used to say, I thank God for taking care of me through danger seen and unseen. In other words, I thank him for the stuff he didn't let me go through. Anybody that's ever went to a class reunion and saw the young man or the young lady you was chasing in high school and something in your spirit say, thank you, Jesus. You made sure I didn't hook up with them. Danger scene. Amen. Amen. The Holy Ghost will predict your future. It'll hook you up. But as they sailed, as the comfortable, as the peaceful and the predictable went away, the word fell asleep in their life. We know that Jesus is the living word, and he never sleeps and he never slumbers. But there's a possibility that we can get so relaxed and things can be going so well in our life that we forget how we got to where we are. We start to quote stuff like, oh, great Babylon that I have built. And if we're not careful, the living vital word can become dormant in our lives. Notice, it was when Jesus was asleep that the storm arose. Y'all know? The devil know when you done got lackadaisical. Hey, amen. I heard the announcements. The announcer today said that it was going to be a fast starting Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And it was a dead bunch in here. Right after she said it, like, hey, am I alone in this church? I couldn't hear nobody pray. Now I know what they were talking about. I always wondered what they meant. Amen. Got real quiet. One of the first lessons we learn is that storms are part of life. We're not going to get through this life without facing some storms. The next thing you'll need to know is that Satan is always watching for us to become slothful, careless, not concerning about the word of God. When you don't allow the word to dwell in you richly, it's when your bank is low that resistance gets high. You know, the Bible makes a claim. It says that money is a defense In other words, I get a flat tire. If I got enough money to cover it, I throw the defense on it. I take it, I get the flat tire fixed, and I write the check, right? It's a defense. It's a defense against things that happen to us. But when you don't, haven't stored up timbers, when you haven't put anything in the prayer bank, when you get low on Jesus, when you haven't had sweet fellowship, and you ain't woke up and said, good morning, God, how you doing, Jesus, and what up, Holy Spirit, when you start to talk to everybody but the Lord and Savior, and things get low in your life, that's a perfect time for a storm to come in your life. Satan knows the only thing that can defeat him is the word of God. Even Jesus, when he was being tempted by the devil, said, it is written. Can you imagine the word? Use the word. It is written. When you allow the word to get low in your life, you can believe the storm will get high in your life. Yeah, I don't know what Brother Miller was talking about. He must have been talking about a storm if it's high life. But the word lets us know this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. But there's no faith without the word of God, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of. So you got to be worded up. Yeah. In the 90s, they used to say word up. Got to get the word in your soul. Word up. It is the one thing, it's one thing to admire the word of God. It's another thing to appreciate the word of God. And it's one thing to even mentally assent to the validity of the word of God. But it's another thing to trust it entirely, to trust it for your life. God is the only thing that stands between you and destruction. Some of us don't know how powerful God is till God is all we got. And some of us have not a clue how good the word of God is until that's all we got is his word. I'm standing on the promises of Christ our King through all eternity. Let his praises ring. You don't know how good it is till you don't have nothing but that. Isaiah 53:1 said, who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Who hath believed? You got to understand, when God says something about you, ain't no demon in hell can do nothing about it. We got to start trusting God. It's in every situation. There's always two reports. Man's report, God's report. Man's report. Well, the doctor say I got stage 4 melatonin. God's report says, I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee. Which one you gonna believe? I know y'all was talking about it in Sunday school. Sometimes we don't even think about it. We get a headache, and before even thinking about God, we grab the Aleve. Aleve. I know what you believe. Well, you know, God gave man sense, and we done figured out that I could take a little aspartame and a little aspirin, and it'll thin my blood, and then, you know, and my headache will, you know what? There's some headaches that aspirin, Motrin, Aleve, Pamprin. Hey, man, that's a wonder. Hey, I ain't going to even tell y'all that story, but that stuff work. Now, it worked for men, too. I thought they was holding out on us. One time I took a couple of, wait a minute. They've been holding out on the brothers. Listen, and so in every situation, there's two reports. Which one you believe will determine what happens to you. You can allow fear to overflood and run you over. Let me make this clear to y'all. Ain't no such thing as lucky saints. Y'all got that? If you don't get nothing else, no, you ain't lucky. God love you. You know, I read some nonsense on my daughter's Facebook one time talking about everybody should have one like my daddy. I'm lucky. No, you ain't. You just love by me. Yeah, everybody should have a daddy that love them, but she ain't lucky. Because if that's the case, let me take all that stuff back. Because love got everything to do with that. It's sad that many times the word doesn't become important to us until it's a matter of life and death. Or you face losing your house. Or your wife call you and tell you, I'm going to a lawyer. I can't take no more of this. You riding this creek water. I need a new husband because you ain't right. Then all of a sudden, pray on my child. Storms come to everyone. No one is exempt from storms. The only question is, how will you face the storm? Everybody depends on your attitude. Everybody, gotta catch this, because it depends on your attitude towards God's word. Jesus said, my mother and my brethren are they who hear the word and do it. Who is my brother and my sister? Them that do the will of my Father. In other words, you know, how you treat circumstances in your life. You know, you got to come to grips with that this too shall pass, and that circumstances are temporary. But the anointing and the salvation that God gave me is eternal. What he gave me, and I got it, and I'm walking with it, and I'm using it. Why are you telling me that, Pastor? Because I'm trying to make sure y'all get a grip on what's really going on out here. Don't make no sense who they vote in. Trust me, they ain't going to be there forever. The disciples had seen Jesus heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out devils. But this day, Jesus was trying to teach them something. Yeah, you in a storm, but I'm down here asleep. Why? Because storms don't affect me. Y'all know something? I used to work on airplanes, and I don't care how bad it was raining, the plane had to be fixed. So I would go out there, and you know, it had a wing. I ain't work on no little planes. I worked on planes, a wing big enough, it stopped the rain from getting on you, right? And I'd be underneath the wing. So when I'm reading the scripture that said, them that abide under the shadow of the Almighty God, I understand what it's talking about. You get underneath the wing and just get a little break from the rain. Wipe your eyes out, get my glasses clean, and then I'd go right back to doing what I was set out to do. Saints, you can rest, but please don't quit fighting a good fight. It may come a time where things get tough, and it may come a time where you feel like everything's overwhelming, but call somebody who knows how to pray. Call somebody who knows the way that's going to encourage you and tell you, I'm with you, brother. But don't quit. Don't throw in the towel. These aren't the times that throwing in the towel. We can't do those kind of things. The world watching you. Jesus wanted to teach them a lesson on how to word for themselves. To do the word is to live beyond the dictates of your circumstances. To do the word is to act like God told the truth, even when it looks like he didn't. Why am I always alone? He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Doing the word does not ignore the circumstances. It looks beyond them to something greater. It's see what the word says and not what the circumstance doing. Anybody ever thought something was too big for them? Anybody ever thought they was in a situation that they couldn't handle? Anybody ever been trapped somewhere they ain't had no business being? Amen, somebody. Anybody ever did something they ain't had no business doing? And at the very last minute, you know, I'm running and, you know, cracking jokes, you know, because that's what I used to like to do. And, you know, one time I cracked a joke that was in poor taste. And the joker didn't take it like a joke. Y'all know folks get upset when you start talking about their mama. And it got to the point where the laughing stopped. Start cracking their knuckles. But David walked up. Y'all ain't gonna walk with me. And David don't mind a good fight. And what'd he do? He like hit him high, I hit him low. Okay, he don't want to laugh about it, then we can fight about it. Saints, it don't make no difference what the enemy thinks. You ain't alone, your big brother Jesus, because to them that believe, to them he gave power to become the sons of God. Your big brother Jesus, if the devil don't want to laugh about it, then he can get knocks upside his head about it. Soon as David showed up, I started cracking jokes again. Why? Because I realized the trouble I thought I was in was temporary. Now, if you want to go at it, let's go at it. But it's back to jokes. We can crack jokes. You can get Christ's cross or the right cross. But it's, we can laugh about it or fight about it, but I'm not going down now. I got some help. Saints, you not alone. You ain't on the ship by yourself. I don't care how much water has filled the ship. The word said Jesus woke up, rebuked it. He took care of business, then he asked him the question, well, where's y'all faith? How dare you wake me up? The Bible says, if you sleepeth, you doeth well. I'm down here doing well, and y'all up here scared. Where is your faith? Saved folks. Folks who believe in the word of the Lord don't always call somebody else. The first thing you need to do before you start to engage other people is tell Jesus about it. Tell your circumstances. The God I serve, he sits high and he deals in the affairs down here, and he'll work this out for me, and I'm not afraid. I have no reason to fear. This is how things go. This is how things go when you really love God. And here we go. We still going. Still, listen, they out there in the water and the boat filling up with water. But Jesus didn't say, let's go to the middle and sink. He ain't say, let's go out here and die. He didn't say, let's just make it halfway and perish. He said, let us go to the other side, since it's already been spoken that you're gonna make it. That you can make it and that you will make it. You ain't got to ask God to do stuff that he's already done in your life. You just got to believe that he's going to give you the power to make it the way he sent you. But we got this problem. We begging God for stuff that he done did for us already. I stop asking God to save my daughter. Because my Bible tells me that if I believe in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, he and my household shall be. Didn't matter what they think is happening. God already appointed it. God already set it in order. I'm thanking Jesus. Are you with me? Ain't no sense me worrying about. You know what I know? When Sandra was praying for me to get saved, I got worse. Yeah, because it get darker for daylight. Get a little darker, get a little rougher. But see, when it get darker, guess what? Can't nobody see in the dark. Are you with me? It didn't just get darker for her, got darker for me. And I started looking for the light. Why? Because I was raised to believe this ain't who you are. So he said, let us go over to the other side. If they had been doing the word, when the storm came, they would have just lifted up their hands and their voices and said, praise God, here come another storm, but we're going to get through this because Jesus done already informed us that we're going to the other side. We already got a word that says we're going to make it. What you going to believe? They woke Jesus up, stirred up the word, and then the word had to do for them what they already could have done for themselves. They was going to the other side. And whether you believe it or not, you are too. You know that? Now, there's some things that we get to praying for and asking God for, and it don't seem like it's going to happen. And thank God for folks that don't back down and don't be afraid. Hey man, listen, I told Elder Clyde, man, I'm getting out of this job. I got to get me another job. From that moment on, he stopped praying for it and talking to folks about it. Let me tell y'all something. I sat down Friday about 8 in the morning, and the lady said, well, Pastor Jones, here's what I want you to do. I'm going to hire you for this, but I need you for this. I said, huh? Yeah. You know, we starting to look into some things like outreach. You know, we starting to look into some, oh, yeah, praise Jesus. You know, see, the way God do things, the more you murmuring and complain, you ain't doing nothing but blocking stuff. All you doing is keeping the enemy happy because he got you scratching and crying and begging God to do something that God has already set in order. When you come in God's house, whatever you done ask him for, that's what you need to be praising him for. There ought to be a praise festival every Sunday because anybody that asks God for anything, they ought to know that by his stripes you're healed, that whatsoever the righteous soul desire, that he gonna give. You got to understand that the God you serve has already made provisions. I said, well, you know, when I sat down, you know, I don't even call myself Reverend. When I sat down, she said, Reverend Jones. You know, to me, it kind of, you know, I went in there, Timothy. But when I sat down and she started explaining, I want you to do this. Yes, ma'am, I can do that. Hey, man, that sounds like fun. Hey, man, you mean to tell me you want to pull me out of Battlefield Galactic? You want to pull me out the fire and throw me in the arena of fun? Hallelujah. My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches. Heart of the king. What Jesus was saying was, I told you we was going to the other side. You had everything you needed to deal with anything that came your way. I told you. The old folks used to sing, didn't I tell you it would be all right? With anything that gets in your way, you got to know who you serve. What kind of storm you going through right now? What's something wrong with your body? He heals. Kids ain't acting right. He delivers. Husband ain't right. He saves to the utmost. Take folks out the guttermost and move them to the uttermost. What kind of problem you having? Huh? What you need? You need knowledge. You need wisdom. Ask. He give a bread and a bread if not. What exactly do you have need of? If you ain't got it, you ain't asked God for it. He said, where's your faith? Your faith can't just be fair weather. When they got in the storm, Hey, they was excited. Hey, Jesus said, let's go to the other side. We going to the other side. Everything was all right till it started raining. Huh? Everything all right. Everything's all right till you start experiencing a little turbulence. Now, y'all know I used to work on planes, right? Everything be all right. I don't care to fly, though. Right? I don't really care for it, but I will because I trust God. Because I understand that I understand who I serve, but I don't care for it. But every now and then you get in the, and you'll hear me whispering a prayer. Oh, jeez. Amen. Why? Because I understand how planes work. And I realize they ain't supposed to be doing all this. Amen. But, you know, in a storm, it make it do all this. Amen. That's right. After all of years of working on planes, I'm like, man, I'm hearing noises. That don't sound like a good elevator. That don't sound like a good aileron. Something don't sound right about what I'm hearing. You know, and that's how the enemy work. Well, you know, and you get to listening to the report of the devil. Well, you know, you got about 3 months to live. Amen. Listen, you know, maybe I'm this way because of what I know. I'm in the Air Force. I talked to my dad on the phone. He said, you know, that doctor told me I had cancer, but I'm just drinking some oil. I said, well, that ain't no known cure for cancer. Get to talking. That's oil oliva. That's just, you know, hey. He said, no, this blessed oil, son. Yeah, yeah. And you know what he told me? He said, I'm going to outlive the doctor. And everybody else don't believe it. Because God promised to me at least 80. He knew it. And do you not know 2 years later, my mother got cancer. A year after that, she died of it. And he was still kicking around here. Drinking oil. It wasn't taking no chemo. Didn't lose nary strand of hair. And when he got to 80, he started saying, well, I guess I want a few more. And he got it. Amen. And don't let the enemy confuse you when you get to worrying and stress. Stress will kill you. Worry kill folks. Folks worry themselves right on out of here. Because worrying and faith don't coexist together. Fear and faith do not operate the same space. And do you know this? That you can have a turtle right here, and that turtle and a giraffe can be in the same space. But they eat at the level of their vision. Turtle be down there eating on the ground. Giraffe way up here. Wherever you trust in God, you can be right here with me. But you not trusting him, you're going to eat at the level of your trust. You're going to feed off either fear or faith. And when you got faith in God, he'll quicken your mortal body. He'll give you the ability to dance when your knees hurt. He'll give you the ability to sing when your throat hurt. He'll give you the ability to lay hands on the sick, cast out devils, raise the dead. But you got to trust him and not doubt. Let's wrap this up. Whose report will you believe? What exactly do you believe for your family? Huh? What exactly do you believe? My little girl called me. She said, Daddy, that lady at your school, doctor, she called and asked me to come speak to the kids. I ain't even finished school yet. You got 2 weeks. Come on, talk to them. Tell them what they went through because they think it's a cakewalk. They think that everything is given to you. They believe that they just going to show up and say, I'm here. Walk the halls and leave with a degree. The devil is a lie. You're going to have to, all you need to do is tell them that when you thought you wanted to quit, you realize that when you got to my house, you quit if you want to, but that's when the umbilical cord get cut. Yeah. You throw in the towel, your actions and my wallet connected. We got an understanding. You succeed, hey, daddy love you, baby, but you nobody doing nothing need nobody else's help. Y'all know that? You don't need help to be a nobody. Y'all realize that? Anybody need, you won't be a nobody, let me help you by not helping you. But if you want the anointing that destroys the yoke, let me give you some good advice. It's right here at the Mesbion. Lay your burdens down. Cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Because he loves you, he'll give you what you ask him for. But it's right here. Drop all that other stuff. Give it up. Lay it down. Tell the devil I denounce you and stand for God no matter what. Everyone stand. She said, but daddy, I don't like talking in front of people. These ain't people, these kids. They don't know who they are. They ain't don't even call them people yet. Till you pay some bills, you ain't a person. I'm just trying to make it plain. Till you start taking care of yourself, you are a parasite. Why do I say that? Huh? Because you got some help. You got some. And as long as you listen. Let me tell you something. How many kids you raised, mother? 12. The ones that listen succeeded, right?